All right, we're oranges. Live. Eating oranges. We're live eating oranges right now.
Eating oranges. That's a good omen. Lots of good omens.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of good omens. I went to church today. This morning. I was at church. Straight church.
How'd it feel after so long?
Good. I cried.
Sons?
How's that? Felt calm. Started thinking about growing a beard, which I probably will do at some point. I'll wait for some people to get in here so I can start talking about the interesting things I've thought about. Oh, every cat is in my room. Why is my room so hot? Yeah, there's two in my house. They're both in my room. That hardly ever occurs. Somebody's showing me their penis. Why is that? It's weird. I mean, you gotta ask yourself when that happens. Something must have a reason.
Hot chocolate. Classic. Should I tweet this out?
Yeah.
Alright.
Also gotta tweet out that video. And you should probably make a local page.
Yeah, set it up just already. In case.
Just in case.
Joist in case. I'm sure I'll be fine though.
Yeah, probably.
I have a hard time believing that there's not a single payment processor.
Yeah, it's a tough nut to sell. It's a tough nut to sell.
Mm-hmm.
To be honest, every time I've tried to grow a beard, it's become very itchy. I have very straight hair. So, I don't think I have that curly.
I'm supposed to have gay hair.
Yeah, as opposed to having homosexual hair.
For one, have very heterosexual hair.
And
the title is still Old MacDonald Had a Penis and an Anus Too.
Say, change it to Eating Oranges.
Okay.
I never had itch. Like, I've had for a small period of time. I had like a big, sort of big, a grown out. No, I still have a big butt. I never lost it.
Oh, sick.
Had somewhat of a grown-out mustache and never itched to me. My grandfather has a beard under his eyes. That's how crazy that man's beard is. It grows all the way up to his, his eyelashes or something.
What the
he has a little face hair. Yeah, it's really hot. Like, I remember looking at his face. It was, like, right below his eye. There was a some hairs growing out. Dude, why didn't I get your genetics?
Yo, Chunky, Mr. Kyo Dan, did Pine Boy get his... Does he have his whole character sheet done?
Don't know. We're probably gonna, it's probably gonna be later this week, probably Thursday or Friday. Probably gonna get it cracking. Hard to wash out. What do you work as?
Oh, is it like foreskin?
I don't think foreskin's supposed to have hair, though.
Really? Because mine does.
You shave it?
No. Never.
Don't sound too sure.
No, okay. I never shave my foreskin.
Yo, why you got open, umbrellas inside your house? Is it gonna rain?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyway, I gotta tell you guys about something. If you have been paying attention to television shows, cartoons since the 2000s, and if you have any awareness of how it was before that, you will notice very quickly that direct representations of things like demons and supernatural creatures are rarely ever around post, 2000s era. They're usually metaphorical, they're usually a guy. There's a show called Lucifer right now where Lucifer is a hot Egyptian guy. Supernatural, always been dudes, hot buff dudes and hot chicks. Always. And whenever they take on their real form, it's vague shine. You can't even see it. I watched a movie today. It's top 10 movies I've ever watched, probably. At least top 15. And I'm not a... I don't like a lot of movies to the point that I remember them. I don't remember that many movies. I remember like 5 off the top of my head. And then if I think really hard, I can think of 10 others. But this is probably within the top 10 movies that I wouldn't have a hard time remembering. In which there were demons. Like straight up demons with the tail and the horns.
Mm-hmm.
As they used to depict them. But now it's too vague. Now it's people and it's metaphorical.
Yeah, but this one, real beings. They're just fairy tales that represent evil.
The representations of it's because everything is just energy expressing itself and manifesting itself in different ways. There's no such thing as evil. What are you thinking about? A red guy with horns? That's your idea of evil?
Yeah, grow up.
Unfortunately, yes. That is my idea of evil. And they're plugging your anus with a pitchfork or something.
Uh-huh.
By the way, there's a weird correlation between them having a pitchfork and them having sea serpent like features and Poseidon having a pitchfork.
Yeah.
And him being the god of the seas. So, you know, seas are never a good omen. I'm talking a lot about omens nowadays. Things tell you what they're gonna be, like, months before they even... I had already thought about it. Like, whatever is going on right now with people coughing and dying, I had already, thought about it and thought, yeah, I probably shouldn't even be wearing a mask. I probably thought about that February. That's probably when I thought it the first time. That it was all crazy, that it was all insanity. But anyway, this movie... It has a red devil in it, with the devil face and the pointy nose and the horns and the tail, you know, and he becomes other creatures to pretend he's a nice, friendly, you know, oh, I'm a little kid. Hey, I'm your friend. Mm-hmm. And then he goes around, he sticks you with a pitchfork, tries to pull you to hell. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe at the moment I was, you know, led astray, but... The fact that they did that, and it was so crazy, the themes of it, it felt like an awesome RPG story. I cannot tell you how it ends, but it ends in the most awesome way, and it has a concept.
Yeah, I'm getting, very excited about RPG stuff lately. But, yeah, anything, any overtly Christian stuff in movies, it doesn't matter what it is. I'm like, wow, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah, there's just one Brazilian movie. By the way, this movie is not... in English. It's some... I don't know if it's Slavic or Spanish. It's something.
How can you confuse the two? What the F?
Seriously. Because at the beginning, there's, people's names and credits, and, there's a mixture of vowels and names and stuff like that. It's weird.
Oh. It's probably Scandinavian.
What's the name? Does the movie not exist? Am I going crazy?
No, it doesn't. Hoodie, where can I buy? I don't think you can buy. It's a bomb strap.
Okay,
hoodie,
it is Spanish. It's Basque. Basque? Basque?
Basque? Basque? B-A-S?
Don't know.
Way?
What I do know is that it's in...
Yeah. Armentari. That's the one.
Armentari. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Blacksmith and the Devil. Such a classic. It's from 2017, and I feel like it's from 1976.
2017?
Don't tell Sophia how it ends. Yeah, it's from 2017.
Yeah, don't spoil anything, because I'm watching it tonight.
Dude, it's...
I'm kind of surprised that something actually... I was thinking it was an old movie, based on the way you were describing it. Something from the 60s.
It's very recent. It uses CGI to do demons, and it also uses, physical effects and suits. To do huge demons of fire and beasts.
Yeah, isn't that what they should be using CGI for?
They use CGI to simulate PS2 fights between Black Panther and the Gaylord.
The Gaylord.
The Poo Sniffer and the
yeah, Poo Sniffer.
Rip badge.
Yo, what's up, Poos? Frickin' retarded. Poos. Yo, what's up, Poos? Rip. Yo, what's up, Mr. Vag?
It's crazy, and every time I think that, you know, it made me even think of some theological things differently, like about demons and stuff and hell.
Yeah.
It made me, like, because you sort of get lost a lot in the abstract.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know what it means. What is it to go to hell? Is there even a physical representation? You get lost when there's no physical mirror images of it.
Yeah.
But back in the Renaissance and even before that, they did demons very obviously physically.
Mm-hmm.
Red devils with faces on their butts. By the way, that's in the movie. There's a demon with a face in his butt.
Nice.
So I'm thinking that's pretty based. Chocolate. And it had to be Spanish because America, Western countries, European countries... I mean, you know, Spain is in Europe, but it's sort of a southern, right along there with Italy. Yeah. It's sort of a left behind, along with Portugal, left behind. You're not Scandinavian, you're not blonde enough. You're not gay and blonde enough.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sort of a different kind of Europe. And they do have that vibe, that Slavic vibe of different European.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there's some elements of it that still linger. And Brazil has a movie with, but it's all about, like Mary, and there's a trial in which there's Jesus and Mary, and the people from the movie, like, the entire movie is set in just a village, like, not a religious village or anything, like a normal Brazilian type city with a bunch of cultural elements that I know about, like, funny stuff, and then at the end, it becomes a theological, you know, odyssey. Of people being tried for their crimes and their sins. And there's the devil there. And the devil has a book that he writes with the blood that he gets off his wrists that he's cutting.
He's a cutter.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I really don't want to spoil it.
Yeah,
it
is on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix. You gotta go there right now. And they don't show you that. And America doesn't produce that. America produces Lucifer.
Yeah.
He's like a devil, but he's a hot guy and he runs a club.
Yeah. Nice.
Hot.
Yeah, so he's probably the most ugliest MF-er ever.
And, you know, it's all metaphorical. It's all people. You don't really think about it. But... Man, I saw hell in that movie. There's like a big mouth. All the stuff you see in paintings, but it's moving.
Big mouth.
Everything I wanted in the movie. The good imagery has already been made. Just put it in a movie.
Yeah.
Same thing with comic book movies. They've already been written. Just put them on a movie where they're moving and talking. I don't need metaphor. You're not... What do you think? You're clever? You're going to come up with a metaphor? I remember watching this bunk movie that my teacher showed us where a guy like meets Jesus. Jesus is Middle Eastern here, like an Arab. He's a straight up Arab.
Yeah.
And it's all metaphorical and Jesus says like, yeah, the people down there don't really get me. They don't really know what I was talking about. They like don't even get it. Like I'm not what they think. Like that sort of situation. Where, you know, it's a
yeah, Jesus
bastardization
being an angsty,
of Christianity.
Yeah, angsty teenager. They don't even understand.
Or something like that. He was like, yeah, didn't expect me to look like this, right? Like, yeah, because down there, you know.
Yeah, because like they're that. Like some racist. Gay. They only accept their religious faith.
Something gay
white.
Like that. It was something gay like that. And there's God, and that's an old guy, and he just normal places. They run a farm or something. Something gay like that. What genre is Armentari? I don't know, it's like, it's horror, but it's also fantasy adventure. The kind of fantasy adventure that does not exist for, I don't know, that hasn't existed for so long, it's not even real anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a movie I watched, is it called Legend? Might be. What is it called? I'm gonna have to go look. It's 100% influenced by that movie, by the way. What is it called? Tom Cruise Legend. Yeah, Legend. Where there's a big devil. That movie's kind of slow, so if you don't have the mindset to go into it, watch a 70s movie, you're not gonna like it. But Legend has a young boy, you know, who's a soldier, and he meets these, you know, creatures, and a princess gets abducted by the big horn red devil, and she like starts, and she gets turned into his queen, like in a black dress and a freaking malevolent look, and then he rescues her and redeems her, and the devil is all pissy because she wouldn't like he keeps asking her out, and she keeps saying no because he's a total gay loser.
Yeah,
he keeps getting mad about it.
That's awesome.
That's the whole thing, and it's, you know, it has imps there and fairies and goblins, and they all look like you would expect them to look. For real, that's exactly how, you know, the movie's sort of slow, but it's, there's like, I think I've sent you the witch from that movie. I'll show you a couple things, hold on.
Okay,
just the devil
anus
from Legend, not the Armitari one. Legend devil. Don't you know me, boy? Mother Night. Oh yeah, there's a shadow person in it too. Jack. Oh my god.
Freaking
terrifying.
Bug snacks. Jeez Louise.
Oh.
You guys excited to play 30 FPS games still in 2020? On the new PlayStation? Guys excited for that? Guys excited for bug snacks? And furry butt sex? Guys excited for freaking butt sex?
Meg Mucklebones and
Mucklebones.
It's real fantasy stuff, as you wouldn't expect it to exist. Movies like these don't exist anymore. Just check it out, dude.
I'm excited to play video games that still have loading screens. Yippee! Yeah, yeah. Freaking wheels that you have to stop in the middle of combat to change your weapon instead of there just being a cycling key, or cycling button. Meg Mucklebones.
Wait, I'll resend the second one with the time. And you play for the people. Play for the people is real good. Look at the like physical aspect of it and how real it is. It's not CGI or anything.
Yeah, they actually took time to do makeup. People don't really do.
Yeah. And that's how this movie is, looks-wise. Nobody has the ambition to make stuff, like, to go that crazy about it and do things and make them look how they're supposed to look.
Yeah. Yeah, CGI always takes you out of the movie.
Yeah.
Even if it looks real.
Play the devil one, too.
Okay.
I'm excited to play Fallout New Vegas from when did that game come out? 2010? 9? Boy, that's crazy! Ah, this guy's crazy, man. He played the crap out of that devil.
Dude, he's got a nice butt chin. It's called, sort of like a saggy grandma booty, though. Coming down, like kind of like a pair of balls, actually, coming off his chin. Nice. Oh, nice. Bam.
Get raped. Expect that stuff, but I think it's, like, of course, because it's today, they do it better. they actually do it better, man. And the tail is moving. Mm-hmm. That's the best part of that's I think the most CGI stuff that there is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's but it looks real, and it's a devil's tail moving around. My yeah. girlfriend was so upset by that. Because it looked so real and it's like laughing stuff.
I think it looks funny. So,
because like the devil will start skedaddling around the house and his tail would be whacking, mm-hmm. whacking stuff, and it looks so. I remember my grandfather telling me that he saw imps,
forking.
Red imps with horns, and a huge devil running after him once. And I was like, oh, okay.
Satan twerking. Getting crunk.
Crazy! That's entirely, you know, how it is. It's funny, I was going crazy not too long ago. Women problems every morning like the morning show. Swimming upstream, I'm trying to keep bread from the sharks. Maybe you want to put the hammer to the man, I'm really excited to do T&D. Rick, man. Evil Dead movies are so good, you have to see them, Sophia? What's that? I don't know about that. Maybe. I'll check them out.
Man, I have no idea what's going on, and it's I love it. I love it so much, man.
That's the best thing. Whenever you can do that, whenever you can
achieve that. Yo, have you that, do you know? Knows. Have you heard about this? What's your opinion on this? Huh? What's that?
Every opinion has been given. You'd rather you better spend your time on things that spend your time thinking about things you don't know about instead of asking people. It's all pointless. If you already know anything about it, you forget about it. Think about what you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Exclusively. And I'm thinking, where have these fantasy movies been? They don't exist. Real fantasy, not even science fiction, is dead. Gone. But fantasy, it's been raped. Cartoons, too. No violence. No, yeah, nobody's evil. Everybody's misunderstood or they have a sad backstory. Yeah. Everybody's Ice King from Adventure Time.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just stupid. No one's evil. In Powerpuff Girls, there was a trans devil. You remember that?
Never watched
Devil Powerpuff Man, who sounded like an F-got and who wore skirts even though he was a man.
That's nice. I like that.
Isn't that crazy? No, right in there. Right there. Sharp edges everywhere. Professor Utonium was a freaking box. I like that.
Thank you, Mr. President. Everyone is redeemable. Everyone can be a queen. Yeah. Nobody actually wants to hurt you. They're just sad and lonely.
Like XXXTentacion, you might as well play that song during the cartoons.
Did he actually beat the woman? I don't even know, man. Didn't he go to jail for it?
Didn't he have gay sex with me?
Yeah, didn't he, like, start having gay sex with someone and on tape? He was moaning. We watched that video of him beating some guy up. He was moaning the whole time. He was getting butt raped. He, like, moaned every time he punched him. Y'all think X is gay?
Right after coming home from, not home, I was at my girlfriend's house, she has Tooncast, and, Tooncast plays old cartoons, like Jetsons, and there's retro-futurism there. And I thought, oh, this looks awesome. I forgot this existed.
Mm-hmm.
Good things, you forget about them. Isn't that crazy? Crazy. Jetsons, retrofuturism dead. Science fiction dead.
I mean, yeah, at this point, are there any science fiction movies? Yeah, I don't know nothing about Chaz either. The only Chaz I know is Charles.
That's the only one I want to know about.
Uh-huh.
Everything else, you go to another chat to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Don't even come here. This is an enclave. You're uttering words into an enclave right now, and this is not belonging to your words. Now all your base are belong to us. You get off right on the last
Yeah, there's zombie movies and there's movies about AI taking over the world. I cannot think of anything else. And those can hardly be considered science fiction.
Yeah, definitely don't look anything about it. Just watch the movie whenever you can.
All right.
I'll play some. What I will do is after the stream is done, I'll play some nice Fallout New Vegas. I'll eat something. And then I'll sleep.
Sounds good.
How does that feel? Which one is you? There's 76 people watching here. There's 70 something people watching here. How many of you experience peace on a weekly basis?
The F is Annihilation.
Horror movies do that stuff so much, they put in subtitles. Chigaligger is The Awakening. The Reckoning.
Here, just call it Chigaligger.
Yeah, just call it Chigaligger. Yeah, New Vegas is getting way crazier right now.
How so?
I'm really stuck between House or Wild Card. I don't know which one to pick.
Hmm.
What was your decision?
When I played most recently, I was working for House.
Is there anything House does that you disagree with?
Not really so far. I mean, doesn't he, like, own the strip anyways?
Yeah, but I hear about him, like, wanting to bomb the Brotherhood of Steel.
Hmm.
And it being impossible.
Oh yeah, he did ask me to go to the Boomers.
Yeah. I think you either have to bomb the Brotherhood of Steel or the Kings. And those are two people that I love.
Yeah.
Cause Kings are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the Brotherhood of Steel is really good too. They have armors, dude. Friggin' awesome. No, I already did the quest in Brotherhood of Steel to, like, make them more open to getting out more often. I switched out the Elder, and I did the quest and stuff, and I'm about to become a knight and get their armor and the armor training. And I already did the King's quest, except the Rex one.
Yeah, peace.
To give him a new brain.
Peace. I don't experience much peace. I'm getting more peaceful now that school is out of the way. But,
yeah.
I'm a little stressed about new project, too.
Yeah, a little bit. That stressed me out, too. It's understandable. You know, I don't want to occupy my head with fear.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I was chasing away the demons yesterday. Tell them to F off.
It's tough. I mean,
I think Wild Card is the best, but I was playing House just to see what the...
Like, I mean, Legion is impossible, and so is NCR, although I have some friendliness, because the NCR people are generally normal.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't think I could ever do Legion.
But I definitely don't like the concept of NCR or them spreading, and you know how inefficient they are and how weak they've become. So it cannot be either of them. So either House or Wildcard.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking House. I don't know about House. He is a genius.
Yeah.
To a crazy degree, which makes me very hesitant to kill him. But then again, if he wants to kill some innocent people for it, that's not okay.
Ugh, I'm not good enough at guitar.
That Fender? Dude, you never seen Sophia riff and strip,
yeah,
strafe
rip
and strip.
Rip badge.
And rip some
rip
badges.
It? Yeah.
And straggle and strizzle and drizzle.
You never went with Legion? That was my second time playing. I really wouldn't be able to do it with all this slavery and crap.
Yeah, it's too out there. Crazy. Look up the trailer for Annihilation. Dude, the last movie people recommended me on this was a piece of crap. Dumpster movie.
Freaking anus.
So I don't know about that.
Annihilation.
The movie about, like, the movie sucked. The movie I saw that people recommended here. It was, like, made no sense. And it was crap.
What is this?
Annihilation. Oh, it has a girl, I think, is good looking.
Natalie Portman. Area X.
Anorexic now.
A sinister... Jeez Louise. This really doesn't look good. Because it even has freaking bad ratings and crap.
Yeah, and it doesn't look too good, well colored.
What's this broad's name?
Natalie Portman?
Yeah, I think that was her.
Her real name is, I don't know.
From the director of Ex Machina? Oh, that really means it's gonna suck. That's what that means to me.
What did you hear?
It says, from the director of Ex Machina on the
What's Ex
cover.
Machina?
It's a friggin' movie that blows and sucks. Some friggin' sex. Some robot sexy sex.
Robot sex? Oh, sign me up.
Yo, sign me the frick up right now. Naked robots.
I'll tell
sex.
You, the end of the movie that I told you to watch, it's if you imagine it continuing, you get chills. If you imagine the movie continuing, the adventure is the feeling of adventure and heroes.
Oh, God.
Star Wars, dude. Oh.
Freaking Star Wars. Ha.
Like, whatever. If I was a kid, man, and I watched that, I probably would be with you.
I watched Star Wars as a kid, and even then, I thought it was friggin' boring. Friggin' crap. Some crap.
Evil Dead?
Forgettable
I don't know about
crap.
Evil Dead. I have a feeling it's sort of, like, disgusting, isn't it? I mean, it's Raimi, and Raimi
is
the best Spider-Man
ever.
But
alien sex instead? Oh, that... Are you, like... Then why are you recommending it? You freaking anus.
Did you recommend that movie with the girls? In a school?
In the Catholic school?
If you did that, I hate you. That movie sucked. Sucked the stinkiest balls I've ever freaking smelled.
Stinkiest balls I ever smelled. What even is this Evil Dead about? Anus? So it seems like what all movies are about. Is that up your alley, Soph? No, not me. No, that's not up my alley. Yeah, my dad suggested Ex Machina. I said the same thing. Isn't there a naked robot? I can't even remember it. It was something about the robot being, like, sentient and, like, I don't know, like, they had to, like, kill it or something. And the guy was like, no, but she's, like, sexy and hot. And I want to have robot sex with her. And she, then she killed them.
Oh, you guys are so gay.
My gosh. Yeah, some like that, so. Sucked. Freaking sucked.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff wrong with the Legion. Caesar talks about Hegelian dialectics.
Huh? Guess I never talked to them enough. I remember one time, I think on my first playthrough, I fell for the, like, Benny thing, and I guess, you know, I had to track him down to their camp and whatever, and then killed him there, and then I talked to him, and he had, like, doesn't he have, like, a brain cancer or some gay crap like that?
Yeah, he's John McCain.
Yeah. Literally.
More lighthearted? Ah, I hope so. Maybe I'll watch it. My girlfriend likes, horror movies. That's girls for you.
I don't like horror movies. Gay. And yeah, I don't like gross stuff. Yeah, because I have a huge freaking wiener.
Such a loser world.
Either. Because yeah, I never resonate with the. There's a complete disconnect between me and the characters, and that they're like, oh my gosh, it's so scary! And I'm like,
Movie don't scare me, I played Amnesia. Amnesia scared me.
I watch friggin' Naruto. That's what I watch. And I stay far, far away from movies. Really, the only ones I watch are the ones Victor recommends me.
So I'm fine with the gore. I mean, I watched The Thing, and that's pretty disgusting. Although it's cool. It's justified. It looks like alien freaking insanity.
You know, horror movies, jeez. Louise, the epitome of
torture. So crazy. Torture, I watched The Thing, porn. And I was surprised. Because, like, they start talking about an alien that dropped in Antarctica, and the guy starts going, yeah, they've been all over South America. The South Americans thought they were God. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
79 that came out? Are you crazy? It was right.
Mm-hmm.
100%. That's exactly it, actually. Yeah, these things communicate with South Americans. The South Americans think they're gods. And I was like, that's what I talk about. I read about that yesterday. I don't know. John Carpenter is kind of an interesting guy. Yeah, The Thing is pretty good. The Thing is pretty good. I like that actor, too. What other movie did I watch? I watch Hellraiser. I watched Hellraiser 1 and 2, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, I really, really go for more lighthearted stuff. Because whenever there's, you know, like dark movies, 99% of the time it's just to torture you, and there's really nothing to it beyond that.
Yeah. Unbreakable? I think I watched the one where it's the beast, the multiple split, I think is called the name of the movie. The multiple personality one.
Oh, yeah. That kind of blew.
I watched it. I enjoyed my time watching it.
Yeah, you know, not really anything special. Isn't M. Night like a gay F-got?
Don't even know. I know he's Indian. Peter is so hot, it's bending the air.
Holy macaroni.
Midsommar? I always see that. It seems boring.
Oh, no.
What's Midsommar?
It's a freaking, the only reason I know anything about it is because I watched something from TruthStream Media, which is basically an occult movie. It's like a bunch of pagan crap in it and killing and having sex in front of people.
That's crazy. I didn't expect that.
Yeah, freaking satanic. Freaking makes me want to die. Like getting away with this crap.
Like it's the movie I watched today with the demons. I thought like 30 minutes before the movie ended, I thought that the thing that would happen that would be the most awesome ever. That would be. I thought about it like, yeah, that would be the awesomest thing of all time if that happened, and then it did. Nah, dude, Midsommar is basically Naruto.
Are you trolling?
What is this guy talking about? Don't tell me things are Naruto. Naruto is very rare. Yeah, when's some witch killing gonna come back?
Yeah.
Want some movies about that? Cause they exist. They're around. People doing rituals and stuff like that.
Yeah. Freaking burn them at the stake, man.
Seems crazy until you realize how real it is. And what a witch is. Think
we're talking about the same thing?
Then yeah, I don't want to burn my life.
Are we?
Midsommar. Yeah, is that the same thing?
Yeah, are you talking about... It's the movie, unless you're talking about a show or something?
Midsommar is a horror drama.
Yeah, it's a freaking... Midsommar is a cult thing.
Yeah. Roll hometown, fabled Midsommar Festival begins the idyllic retreat, quickly devolves into increasingly violent and bizarre competitions at the hands of a pagan cult.
Yep.
Midsommar's depraved and horrifying nightmare. Yeah, why would I even want to watch that? Are you retarded? Yeah, tell me things are depraved, horrifying nightmares, and you tell me to go watch it.
You probably got the name wrong.
Ari Aster, director of Hereditary. My girlfriend watched that movie and said it blew big ones. Hereditary.
Yeah, it's kind of weird when they make movies like Midsommar because they just depict things that they themselves are doing.
Yeah, there's a movie about, there's Rosemary's Baby, which is, I wouldn't recommend you to watch it. It's pretty, makes you feel bad.
Mm.
But it's 100%, like, it feels 100% real.
Yeah.
There's also a movie about a cult. I forgot the name of the movie. It's about, Jonestown. Which was pretty real too. Jordan Peele compliments Midsommar. Of course you do. Annihilation was science fiction? What do you mean science fiction? They have energy weapons? That's science fiction now? Aliens? That's science fiction? It's freaking... Come on, you can do better than that. You crazy? Ouch. I'll work with someone who is a Wiccan or something retarded. I think my girlfriend knows a couple of them. They are retarded.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna let my kid watch Leon the Professional. My boys watch Leon the Professional when they're really young. I don't wanna make them. I don't wanna screw them up.
Yeah.
Because if they start thinking that's pretty, which you know, there's a point to it. Mm-hmm. But if they think that's pretty, they're gonna fall prey to a lot of bad people.
Annihilation. Why is there two people praising Annihilation now? It looks like a piece of freaking crap from my toilet.
It looks like a bad Sam Worthington movie. Like some type of Planet of the Apes, Transformers, Terminator type, nobody cares about what's going on. There's a million movies and they're all the same and they're all energy weapons and waterfalls and rocks. Mm-hmm.
Literally Area X. You guys gotta be freaking trolling. Because Ex Machina was bad. It was made by the same guy and it looks even worse.
You guys' movie choices are freaking ball sacks. How many of you like... Yo, do you guys like Lighthouse? You guys like Lighthouse? I'm just trying to check that.
Yeah, that's a litmus test.
Because Lighthouse has elements in it that would make you think it was good, but if you pay attention, it's not. Just random crap.
Yeah. Poop and turds.
There's elements. I went into it thinking like, oh, dude, I'm gonna like this movie.
Poop and then sex.
I came out like, yeah, I didn't like it. Why didn't I like it? It felt like poop sex.
Yeah, poop and sex.
That's what they should call anal. Poop sex.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm pooping penises over here.
Freaking fart sex.
Fart sex.
Yeah.
Grottle. Yeah, I'm giving a nice grottle right now.
Ooh, yeah, grottle fart sex sounds like a real name.
I don't know. Go ahead, but it's sort of...
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend watching it. I haven't watched it. It looks like torture to me though. That's what I sniff. I smell farts and sex and torture.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm smelling sex. Some fart torture. Ah, mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you that it's a waste of time. There's some interesting stuff in it. It's some good looking shots. That's about it. Good cinematography is all I would tell you to expect.
I haven't watched Annihilation, but it looks.
Some funny scenes, some good acting by Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson, but the story is crap.
Bro, fart sex is in Annihilation, so you gotta watch it, not even joking. Are you serious? Is that every movie now? In farts and sex?
Biologists and what they were referencing would be extremely disturbing if I saw it. Yeah, as opposed to other kinds of sex, which wouldn't disturb you, you get a big boner.
Huge.
I'm walking around the street, I'm seeing sex. Some fart sex.
Judge most movies by their cover, you'll almost never be wrong. I agree with that.
Yeah, Willem Dafoe was good, but the story is crap. That's my main point about Lighthouse, the story sucks.
Why does Willem Dafoe look like that? Even if you removed all the gay stuff from Annihilation, it would still suck because it's freaking
boring as well.
Yeah, it looks like, regular old sci-fi movie.
It's a modern action sci-fi type movie where it's crazy aliens. Oh, we have energy guns.
Isn't that basically Lighthouse plot? Well, is it?
I wish it was, because it ain't. It tries to be deep, and that's my... biggest pet peeve. It peeves my pet.
Stop freaking peeving. Oh yeah, I thought of that today. Star Spangled Banner. Is spangled ever used? What does that mean? I'm gonna spangle this banner with stars.
Wouldn't it be speckle?
I don't know. I've never heard spangle be used in any other context.
It's more slow and focused on atmosphere building. It makes me think of those droning songs, post-punk drone.
Slow.
And that makes me want to
shoot. I hate slow. Slow is even worse.
That makes me want to shoot some farts out of my anus. That's what makes me.
Yeah.
Slow makes me think about it.
Yeah. Slow. Slow fart sex.
Yeah. I'll build some atmosphere. Oh, you mean you're going to play some drone? And it's all slow. I'm walking around.
Yeah, it's called Area X. Area, more like Area Sex. Yeah. Jeez.
Areola.
There's probably sex in it. There's sex in every movie now. And show.
Holy.
And like full on, like butt sex in your face. Why am I microphone going cuckoo bananas?
Okay, I already fixed your anus.
Thank you.
You gotta thank me.
Crazy farts.
Not you. Crazy fart. I'm farting like a crazy person right now. You wouldn't believe how crazy my farts have become.
Venus vagina. Vagina. Oh my gosh.
Your vagina is so smelly. Get it out of
covered with spangles or other. That's spangled. I feel like, why does nobody ever use spangled?
Unbreakable is a masterpiece on the same level as
my brother's
Leon?
Butt is spangled with pimples.
You're crazy right now. It's I doubt it very much that it's as good as Leon.
Yeah.
Annihilation is grown-up Matilda from Leon. Yeah, it's the same actress. It doesn't mean it's... You're retarded. Penguin, you're talking a whole lot of crap.
Oh yeah, forget that that's the same person. Ah, my freaking butt!
It looks so different. Go ahead and watch it if you want to. I'm definitely not gonna watch that. I don't particularly like action movies, and neither does my girlfriend, so it's very inconvenient. Maybe Sophia can go watch it, but it looks like crap and anus all the way.
Yeah, looks like a piece of crap got stuck to my freaking anus.
It's like dingleberry.
Yeah.
Premium.
It's like premium turtleicious dingleberry.
Looks like the greatest dingleberry ever stuck to my anus.
Yeah. Looks like a nice dingleberried veg.
Oh, Christ. Oh.
Butt
spangled grandpa.
I'm gonna spangle your butt right now.
My butt's gonna start twinkling.
My butt's gonna start twinkling. And twerking.
My butt's gonna start twinkling.
My penis finna start tinkling.
That's what I tell my teacher when I need to go pee.
Penis finna start tinkling. That's what you say? Not, can I go to the bathroom? Annihilate the toilet, yeah. Oh man. Flan freaking sex. Getting banged. Doing sex magic on set with the actors.
Why do you keep pushing for that movie? Are you gay or something?
Are you like gay for it or something? Do you like?
I've never seen Kanye recommend that movie. Prove to me. Okay, big cat has returned. What do you want?
Big cat with balls.
Yeah.
Epic.
What you want?
Big cat with big freaking balls.
He used to have really big freaking balls. We cut him off though.
Oh, bro, that's brutal.
What you want? You want to get hot?
I want my balls back. My huge freaking nuts.
I want my balls back, bruh.
Bruh.
What's wrong with you? I'm not gonna give you your balls back. I don't even got your balls. What you doing? You're not supposed to stay there. Those are my shoes, bruh. You sniffing my feet. What's wrong with you? Oh yeah, my girlfriend's cat sniffed my foot and then she had a stroke.
What? Your girlfriend smelled a cat and had a stroke? What?
No, my girlfriend's cat. I was laying down.
Your girlfriend's scat?
No, my girlfriend's cat. I was laying down. My girlfriend's cat came around and smelled my foot and then it couldn't close its mouth anymore. Had a stroke.
What? Your foot smelled that bad slash good?
I guess. Either, yeah, one of the two. Mm-hmm. What you want?
Eagle? I'm just talking about fart sex big time. Good evening, I'm gonna rub nerdy. His ear. Do you have your character sheet finished, freaking butt wiener Gabby? That's your new nickname.
Butt wiener Gabby.
Yeah, butt wiener Gabs.
Yeah, this man just wants some...
anus sex.
He always wants some anus sex.
Ever since he got his balls chopped off, he's super gay.
Yeah, he's a good man. Never didn't hurt nobody.
Never didn't hurt nobody. Always hurting everybody. My character sheet is good. All right, that's good. That's good. That's freaking good.
This cat is good. I like this guy. The other one's annoying. Come on, man. It's cold out there, brother.
It's cold out there in the world.
Probably shouldn't touch that. It's gonna burn your anus.
I touch whatever I want. Is that what rapists say?
You shouldn't touch that. It's probably gonna burn your anus. I don't care.
Maybe I want my
reverse anus, anal but... rapists.
Yeah.
Running around with my anus out, trying to fit some penises into it.
Trying to fit some penis. How do you even sneakily do that?
I don't know.
Did you like go start twerking on a freaking dance floor?
Don't start women backing rape it men up sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they just got a hole.
Stop trolling! It's not funny!
You a good cat, bro. Just go eat your food, though. Don't annoy me.
Did your forehead grow? Maybe.
I'm pretty sure I'm getting taller.
It'll probably never be as tall as my wiener.
I mean, that's a tough challenge for anybody, though.
Yeah, I mean, even Shaquille O'Neal couldn't freaking pee.
As hard as he could. Yeah, his penis is like not even potent pee.
You freaking igger! Oh, I want to see that.
High pressure peeing. You keep cracking the toilet with your wiener.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna kill my freaking butt cheeks.
He recommends that? Okay. Bedrooms pregnant Kim Kardashian farts much. Yeah, I bet that's the article.
The bedroom's pregnant.
It's farting all over the place.
The bedroom is pregnant, and now it's farting on Kim.
That's enough.
Kanye recommends gassy fart sex. I wouldn't do it.
Can you have liquid fart sex? I think I'd rather have gassy fart sex than liquid fart sex.
I'm Would crying. You wanna have some I want to have some fart solid sex? Fart sex.
Solid fart sex. So yeah, for half an hour.
It's pretty solid.
Solid. Yeah, the cats are all going to sleep here today. Probably because I got the heater on.
Dude, I'm getting my wiener farted on right now. What should I do?
What should I do?
Should I leave? Should I keep going?
Figure it out yourself, bro.
What do you mean? You ever gotten your wiener farted on?
Oh, my wiener don't got a nose. How is he supposed to know?
Oh, man.
That's not my girlfriend's cat. It's my brother's and my mother's are both at my house right now.
Yo, your girlfriend's cat has huge balls. That's crazy. I think you got some competition.
Some competition?
Mm-hmm.
For what? Having the biggest balls ever?
Yeah. Alright, there we go.
The biggest balls of all time is, Yo, daddy, when he's trying to plug in the tomato. I mean, what did I just say?
Yo, daddy, when are you trying to plug in the tomatoes? I'm sorry, did you just smoke freaking crack? Before we start streaming. Who are you talking to? You're freaking demons? What?
Your dad, he gets on all fours to plug in the TV or something. And then his balls hang out and they're big. But I forgot that it was a TV, I called it a tomato.
Yeah, the tomato. Can't wait to watch some freaking stuff on the tomato.
Cannot wait to get home to watch the tomato.
To wash the tomato. Can't wait to wash it.
That's even better. Balls hanging out of the anus.
Oh, man. Big time. whip it out? Should I whip it out? I don't know. I like haven't whipped it out in a while. I'm like kind of scared to whip it out.
We should wrap it up. I don't want to go for too late. I still want to play some Final Vegas and get some food.
That's be true though. And I gotta watch that freaking movie. That freaking movie.
Yeah, I gotta watch some Game Theory. FNAF Golden Freddy is not who we think he was, by the way. Cause I watch every single one of those.
I never got into FNAF. I don't understand what it was all about.
I don't even play the games. I just like the theory.
That's crazy. Oh, my freaking duck just bit my wiener off.
I didn't have to do that.
You gotta stop shilling for this movie. You're gonna get banned for promoting gay anal. No, wait. Alien sex.
As opposed to completely gay vaginal.
Yeah. I'm gonna freaking. You wanna go? You wanna die? You wanna freaking die?
Go where?
You wanna go to the park?
Do what?
Get some ice cream?
Get some ice cream? What flavor?
Butt cheeks.
No, I don't think that's the flavor.
That's the flavor in my park.
Wanna leave? Bro, why you keep going in and out my room? This guy's stupid.
Oh, you trying to get turned? You trying to get crunked?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you guys on the truth right now. I fart a lot, and it's very smelly.
Yo, me too. Oh, but it doesn't last for long. We're like so similar. That's crazy.
I fart a lot, and it's seriously smelly for like 5 seconds, and then it's completely gone.
Yeah.
But once my friend Lucas, this is the craziest story. I was in. It was, I think it was 2018. I sat right behind him, and he farted, but he farted silently. Uh-huh. And he's like a skinny guy, so you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah.
But he farted, and I started saying like, it didn't smell like a fart. It smelled like sewage. It smelled like open sewage. And I said, Jesus Christ, it smells like sewage. Did you fart? And he said, No, I didn't fart. And across the room, like 8 meters away from us, people started saying, "Jesus, this smells like sewage. Did somebody, some animal die back here?" And he's crying, laughing. And I keep asking, "Did you fart?" And he says, "No." Like a week later, he admitted that it was him. But he like farted, and it was it smelled like death. Like literally open sewage, smelled like sewage.
Jeez.
And it remained for like a minute all over the room. Everybody smelt it in like a, I don't even know how big that room was. Like 8 by 8 meters? 8 by 10 or something?
Please.
Everybody smelt it. And the windows were open, so it was just that crazy. Everybody, and it remained, and it stuck around, and it smelled terrible.
Probably burned his anal lips with that one.
Yeah, that one wrecked his anus. Because it must have destroyed everything down there. It smelled that bad.
Yeah.
Probably came out smelling like a Vietnam vet.
Mm-hmm.
Probably smelled like Rambo's feet.
Feet. My favorite.
Feet. My favorite.
Yeah, say that while I'm so like I'm gonna cry.
Yeah. Oh my. You go to a bathroom in the mall and you get in a stall and you wait for people to get in, like preferably like 3 people at least, and you say, feet, my favorite. Loudly.
Why?
I don't know, freak them out.
Yeah, freak them out. Feet. I love them.
Feet, my favorite.
Yo,
you're happy.
A person on either side of me.
Yeah.
Feet, my favorite.
Maybe after that you start drizzling some milk in a floor or something.
That's gross. Yeah, like way too much milk for it to be like a ridiculous
amount. Okay, wherever you were going with this, there's no acceptable amount of milk to drizzle on the bathroom floor, Sophia.
Yeah, way too much milk to be acceptable. Yeah,
in the bathroom floor.
Someone starts pouring milk on the bathroom floor. You're like, all right. Once it gets beyond like a cup, you're like, all right, come on, that's enough.
Okay, it's a little too much. And you're talking about your feet or something. I don't even know if it's your feet. I don't know what's going on in there.
Is it my feet? Is it your feet?
Is my feet your feet? I don't know everybody's feet, maybe.
Yeah, cottage cheese on the freaking floor.
Feet, my favorite, and then gook, 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 gook.
Gook, 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 gook. Freaking Babitas Kefir.
And they see a puddle of milk growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it starts creeping into their stalls next to their feet.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? I'll lock myself in there.
It's obviously not pee. Yeah. It's obviously not pee. It's milk. It's pure white. It's milk. It smells like milk.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing? Pouring milk in his feet?
Yeah, big, big hairy feet. Pouring milk all over them. They look into the stall, they see some freaking big feet drenched in milk. Someone's saying, feet, my favorite.
One of my old friends.
Drop a hot dog on
foot
there.
Porn with his girlfriend. Why does he do that?
Wait, are you for real? Are you for real?
And how do you know? Did he tell you?
What?
Kind of crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Please. Jamie, pull that up.
Yeah, start throwing hot dogs in the
What?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, like, bathroom stalls are like the worst. They're not at all protective. They usually have like a crease in them, so like people catch a glimpse of you sitting on, like a silhouette of you sitting on the toilet when they're walking by. And you can freaking throw things into them. Like terrorism.
So you, a little too much, though.
You start throwing hot dogs on people's heads while they're taking a leak.
What the frick? A weenie falls over.
Imagine the terror. Cold and wet smacks your forehead.
Cold and wet.
A nice, oh, big, cold one. A big, yeah, wet one.
A slick, wet one. Just smacks you on the forehead.
Yeah, slapstick terrorism part two. Yeah, we started off crashing planes into buildings. Now we're just throwing hot dogs at people in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. My friends and I would terrorize each other with pads and tampons while we pee. Yeah, like, when we would, like, go to the bathroom together, I'd, like, throw oranges.
Okay. The thing is that they would not know which stall it came from. So if there's multiple people, everybody's going to be mildly suspicious of each other.
Yeah, actually, yeah. If you do it from the middle and start, like, throwing in both directions, you're like, which one of you did it? You're like,
somebody did it.
Dude, I got hit in the head with a hot dog, too.
Or just throw one. So, you know, 1% of their mind is thinking, is this some crazy, like, dimensional occurrence?
Yeah, only one that cut out. They kind of stole, yeah. They're like, guys, did you get hot dogs on your head? And they're like, what the F are you talking about? You
what, are you insane? Are you smoking crack?
Yeah.
Like, did the dimensions merge? Did it come from a, like, a vent?
Yeah,
or
Mandela effect, except it's physical and a hot dog drops in your freaking head.
Like, it's like, what's going on? Is there a vent? Why would there be a hot dog in the vent, though? Why would it fly out? What happened?
Yeah, just come out of the stall and act like nothing happened.
Like, yeah, like if it was a person, yeah, that's still unlikely. Why would, like, a person throw one hot dog?
The easiest way to get away with it is to, like, throw it from one side, like the far side stall to the other far side stall.
Yeah. And but then, I guess if a guy was looking up, you would see a weenie thing.
Yeah.
And you would know who did it.
Yeah, yeah,
one guy next to you. Hot dog flying through the air.
Oh my god. Yeah, he looks so, there's a freaking hot dog.
Yo, what the hot dog flying through the air? What's going on? Oh god, no. He gets up, doesn't even wipe, runs out of the toilet.
Yeah, he's terrified. Next is gonna be me. Shoot.
Whatever this, I can't risk being involved in it.
Ugh. Back in middle school, someone terrorized the girls' bathroom by taking pads out of the pad dispenser and sticking them to the ceiling. Fantastic. I remember, I don't know why I did this, but in elementary school, there was, like, a drain on the floor, and there was a drain cover for it, and I picked it up and dropped it in the freaking toilet.
What? A rain cover?
No, like, a cover for, like, a drain.
Oh, okay.
Because I guess water would get on the floor.
Just why?
Just pick it up, put it in the toilet. Just because, you know.
I remember once going to the bathroom, there's a whole jean pant on inside the toilet. Guy must have wiped himself with it.
Yeah.
Was there anything? Maybe, it can be passive terrorism. Just stick. You know the thing about, like, because I am mad, I will shove, all the hot dogs in my anus. And
nobody eats them. Nobody eats them, yeah.
Instead of that, you do it, you, like, a person walks into a stall and they look at the toilet to pee, and there is, like, 12 hot dogs stuck in there.
Go to the next one, more hot dogs.
Go to the next all one, even more, and they're on the floor, too.
Yeah. Dude. I'd be excited.
They go to the next one, they're all over the place.
Hot dogs
they're
are
sliced.
Gross, but pickles are awesome.
Yeah. You go to the next one, they're covered in hot dogs, and there's words written on the walls. Too many hot dogs. Had to put them somewhere.
Sorry, I'll come back for them later.
Sorry, I'll come back for them later.
Yeah. Dude.
Had to hide them.
Mm-hmm. Had to hide them, make sure they don't get them.
I couldn't let them get my hot dogs. Mm-hmm. We'll come back for them later.
My precious.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
My precious salties. My precious little hog doggies.
I think we're
the Minecraft we use, the Java MC. What? Trying to install Minecraft? Yeah, don't get the Windows 10 version. That's freaking gay. Yeah, I'm letting them marinate. I'm marinating them in freaking piss. Feel free to drop a turd in the hot dogs. It'll simply add to their flavor. Don't be scared. The toilets are still completely usable. Hot dog man jumps out of the toilet, starts raping your butt. Oh no, I fell for his trap!
Don't worry. Maybe that's all that's necessary. Just written the walls. Don't worry.
Don't worry. It's alright. It's alright. It's fine. Don't think about worry. It too much.
Don't think about it. Or don't look up.
What's up? Milk? Dripping from the ceiling?
You wouldn't want to know.
Somehow.
Would you look up? If looking down, there's hot dogs everywhere, would you look up?
Yeah, I'm telling too you curious. Not to look up.
Yeah, written on the walls
are
in
the
mustard.
Hot dogs a threat? What's gonna happen if I look up?
I suppose.
I can only imagine. Okay, who did this to the school toilets? Come on now. Fess up. Who's been throwing hot dogs? Through the stalls.
Who's been throwing hot dogs?
Yo, what if the overhead hot dog is just a diversion while you're spilling milk all over the floor?
Overhead. You look up. Unexplainably, there's a hot dog flying through the air. Yeah. Wait just a second.
Yeah, look down. Your shoes are covered in milk.
Or maybe, okay, even better. Okay, you and your friend are in the stall at the extreme ends, and then you wait until a guy gets in the middle. And then you throw a hot dog, and when he gets out, he says, "Yo, did you guys see the hot dog?" And they're both like, "No."
No. Yeah, you start throwing it back and forth.
Yeah. You're like, "No,
until
what?"
He notices. Yeah.
No, that didn't happen.
A hot dog? What the f are you talking about?
A hot dog? Are you sure? Maybe it was like a light or something. Are you sure it wasn't a light?
Probably saw something.
Are you sure it wasn't a bug? Maybe it was a bug. There's a few bugs around here. Maybe it was a beetle. I mean, it's pretty dirty. They don't really clean it that often.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, whatever. He doesn't think it at the moment, but that day when he goes to bed and he thinks about it again. It was like, a hot dog.
That was a hot dog.
No, that was long and pink.
Yeah.
What? No, that was a hot dog. It wasn't a bug. I know what bugs look like.
Yeah, man. Start throwing hot dogs and then pouring milk overhead.
And even if he figures it out, it's still phenomenal. He thinks, okay... So these guys, they set it up so they would throw a hot dog to each other to have me question it. Why would they do that?
Your secret hot dog delivery!
They threw each other a hot dog just to make me think about it.
Yeah. What psychopaths.
He must be a psychopath to do that.
But what I'm thinking about now is that there's like the thing where people go to the grocery stores and pick up 2 gallons of milk and then like pretend to fall and smash the gallons of milk on the floor. Yeah. And it like the milk goes everywhere. Couldn't you like throw a gallon of milk overhead and then it would like drop and explode in the other side toilet?
Even better if you pick up like two.
Oh, and you could put hot dogs in the milk.
Why would they be people look at you and they see you flat on the ground in a puddle of milk with hot dogs.
No, I mean I'm talking about in the bathroom, throwing a milk jug into another stall so that it falls and explodes, right?
I don't think it would explode.
Well, I'm like,
it'd be a balloon of milk.
Yeah, that'd probably be easier. But I was thinking it might work because of, you know, people falling on the ground is enough to smash.
Or like before you throw it really hard, and then it would terrify them. It would make such a loud noise.
Yeah.
Imagine you're, you know, taking a dump very quietly.
Well, it probably
and suddenly in the wall, yeah, milk well, everywhere.
And you start screaming, "Stop the morning tea, laddies!"
Stop the morning tea, laddies! There's milk everywhere. A hairy old man is pooping.
Yeah, not doing this in school bathrooms and public bathrooms, so it's really a wild card. Who's gonna be the victim?
Yeah, it could be any. It could be an old lady tinkling, and a rocket milk jug just flies into the wall, which is not a solid wall. It's like a material thing. It like shakes. So you smash that against the wall. It's gonna like maybe it's gonna fall.
Oh jeez.
Imagine the wall falls or breaks and there's another person on the other stall and they can now look at each other pooping or peeing while milk explodes everywhere. This is terrorism of the highest degree.
Yeah, not throwing it to the other stall, throwing it against the wall so the stall wall breaks.
Yeah. And you make sure and it's a jug, so it's plastic. Poop. And it's milk, so it's heavy, and you fling it as hard as you can against, you know, you climb up the...
Absolutely unexplainable. Why do you have a jug of milk in the toilet?
Big jug of milk flying full speed into the wall.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, but what I was thinking is, like, if you throw it from one side to the other, you can probably hit the wall over the stall... Like, the actual room wall.
Oh, okay.
And then it, like, properly explodes because it's hard enough of a wall and you're, like, chucking it against it. And then the milk, like, comes down on top of them.
I was thinking about breaking the fourth wall between two people who are pooping or peeing with a super...
Yeah, because like toilets are a fictional universe. Until somebody else sees you pooping.
Yeah, suddenly these two unknown people are catching each other defecating because somebody just flung a full jug of milk at the wall of their stall.
Yeah.
Which there's like the level of chaos there. The milk is already unexplainable. Why there would be milk in a bathroom altogether is unexplainable. Yeah. Why somebody would throw it, like are they mad at someone and they're like they miss and hit us? And then you also have to deal with the problem of somebody's watching you poo now.
Yeah. What do you do about that? You run away, you wipe your butt, and what do you do?
Like,
you tell them to look away.
You can't stay there.
Yeah.
Do you get mad and scream
at the
person?
Chuck it at the ceiling and it goes everywhere? That's the best.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Yell and get mad? Okay, so now you're two people who don't know, two strangers. Who are butt naked right aside each other, mm-hmm. screaming about somebody who threw a jug of milk at them. That's who you are now.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
You're never gonna, like, live that down. You're gonna be 80 and thinking about that.
Oh, man.
Okay, now two strangers next to each other are pooping while they scream about getting a jug of milk thrown at them. That's their life.
That's one of the most terrifying thing, man. But if you want to chuck the jug of milk at the ceiling, you sort of have to be a baseball pitcher. Because you're working directly against gravity if you're doing that. And a gallon of milk is kind of heavy, so. So I don't think that's the most practical. I think the easiest level one is, like, hot dog. Level two is just pouring milk. Well, yeah, level one is pouring milk. Level two is throwing hot dogs. Level three is throwing milk. And then level four is throwing milk at the ceiling. So everyone gets hurt. But the people at the far sides won't know what's going on. The people in the middle are screaming about milk. They're like, what the F just happened?
You get a huge bang splash. And like, who threw that goddamn milk?
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
Bang splash, who threw that goddamn milk?
I think, yeah, level 5 is putting hot dogs in the milk, then throwing it at the ceiling.
Put it in the jug, so when it explodes, they also have to question why there were hot dogs inside a jug of milk that was full.
Oh yeah, just carrying around my hot dogs and I'm marinating in milk right now. Oh no, I'm angry now, let me throw these at the ceiling.
Some dog milk.
Yeah, some nice dog milk. Ugh. Yeah.
Marinate the hot dogs in the milk. and exploded at somebody's stall wall.
Jeez, please, man. How many hot dogs can you fit in a...
Or maybe, like, just get a jug of milk, you slice it in the half. You, not into half, but you have a slit on the side, mm-hmm. and then you throw it in, like, spinning mode.
Oh, and it starts, like, going everywhere? But it'd be sort of hard. You'd have to, like, carry it sideways so it doesn't spill out preemptively.
I mean, and you can do it in the stall real, and like, throw it over.
I guess you could use a backpack for the hot dogs. But, like, how would you be walking into a bathroom with that gallon and nobody questions it? Because you can't put it in your backpack, because your backpack's going to be covered in milk and hot dogs. That's really not good.
I mean, go into it with a backpack with the milk and the knife.
Oh, yeah, then you can cut it right then and there.
Or you can even, like, you just put your hands over their stall wall.
Ooh.
And, like, you do it like a nicest beheading thing. And you just put the milk there, then the knife, and then you slice it. And they start getting, you know, a waterfall of milk.
Dude. Yeah, the last thing you see before you freaking have a stroke. You just look up over the stall. There's someone standing there holding a gallon of milk with hot dogs in it with a knife.
So I'm thinking...
You're about to cut it.
Yeah, the first they just hear the noise. First, like, dunk, they see a hand holding a jug of milk. Uh-huh. And then, dunk, they see a knife. And then they slice it open, and there's a waterfall of milk on their head. How are you going to deal with that? You got your pants down.
Worse would be if you let that milk sit for, like, 5 days with the hot dogs in it.
Oh, my.
Out in the sun or something.
Dude, it will be orange.
Yeah, I think that's an experiment. See, what the F...
Can you even do that? Is that illegal?
I think that's like terrorism. If, because
is that illegal? I mean, we can do that. We can do the hot dog thing in real life. We can just like go to the bathroom with hot dogs, throw it at each other through the stalls.
Yeah.
And then there will be people in the middle asking, "Why is there hot dogs flying?" Like, yeah. The only problem is like, what if we don't throw hard enough and it accidentally falls in one of the middle stalls?
Yeah, that'd probably be my. F up. I mean, we could practice in there before anyone comes in.
Yeah, you practice some hot dog throwing.
Yeah, anyone comes in, we're just practicing right now. What? What the? What's wrong with you?
You walk into a bathroom. Why does it smell like hot dogs in here?
It smells like some freaking dogs in here.
Hot dogs
here. Some dog milk. Extra thing to do is when they eventually get out, you walk behind them and hot dogs at their feet until they slip. What is this, a freaking Charlie Chaplin universe?
I don't know. They're not really that slippery. People's feet are made of
Vaseline. You're like throwing them at the back of their feet, so they're not gonna be walking over them. They're just gonna look at you like, what the F are you doing?
Yeah, and even if they were in front of them, they would just crush them. Hot dogs are not like... Hot dogs are not... You know, they're not really solid. You can crush them really easily.
Yeah.
Like, maybe if that was a really cold hot dog and their feet were covered in Vaseline, then maybe they would strip.
They would strip. Start stripping. Start taking all their
solid, cold, freezing hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, if somehow you were able to get Vaseline on their feet while they were focusing on the milk and the hot dogs.
Yeah, maybe it's a two-man job. One of them squirts Vaseline at their feet, the other one starts flinging frozen hot dogs. In Assassin's Creed 1, there's a right at the beginning.
What a transition.
Right at the beginning, you like there's horses. There's a bunch of horsemen following you.
Yeah.
And then you like cut a thing, and then it drops a bunch of logs so the horses can't go over it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like that, but instead of logs, it's hot dogs. And it's like you open a box, and the hot dogs are flinging out, and now they can't walk anymore because they're gonna slip.
I wish I could do that in freaking Assassin's Creed.
That's a two-man job. One of them, you're just walking around, you know, a sidewalk, and from the right, a guy comes in with a little squirt gun. He starts going at your feet.
Is Vaseline, like, able to be squirted?
Yeah, you can squirt it out. It's thin enough to do that.
It's kind of, okay.
And then a guy comes from the left with a bunch of hot dogs in his hands. Whatever is happening right now, it's definitely not for my benefit.
Yeah.
This is an attack. This is an attack, officially. I feel threatened. I don't know how to answer to it yet.
Big time. Hot dogs are awful, aren't they? They're the worst type of meat in existence. Yeah, they're one of the worst foods to be, like, have thrown at you. I can't really think
Yeah.
Would be worse. Yeah, I'm pocketing hot dogs. Got a bunch of hot dogs in my freaking pockets.
I got a hot dog in my pocket. Call it pock dog.
Is that a hot dog in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I don't think anybody ever said that. Is that a hot dog in your pocket? Why would there ever be? The likelihood that I have a boner is so much higher than me having a hot dog in my pocket. What are you gonna ask?
Chitlins would be worse? Oh, isn't that like freaking gross? Freaking nasty. Yeah, I mean, like, jeez. Large intestine. Yeah, other than like literal organs, hot dogs are pretty freaking bad. Why would you eat chitlins anyways? Oh.
I think we're supposed to wrap it up.
All right.
I've exhausted my hot dog memory.
Freaking hot dogs, milk, fantastic. Things in hot dog water.
Oh man.
Oh mama. See ya, nerdy cowboy. Hot dog water. What could you do with hot dog water?
You chug it.
Chug it?
Heck yeah.
Pouring it out in public and people really understand. Hot dog water in the water fountain? Yeah, if you had access to that.
Oh man.
I don't know how you would, but if you could, if it were sort of like a arcade machine and you could like pull out the water supply, like the yeah, coins, put in new water. Scalding hot dog water on unsuspecting victims. Yeah, I feel like that's genuine terrorism, though, if it's scalding. Just regular old hot dog water will do. Maybe hot dog ice cubes work as a... They should have done that in Fight Club. For ice cubes in the hot water, make them out of hot dog water.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. This water tastes freaking bad. What is this?
This water tastes bad. What?
Would you be able to tell that it was hot dogs that was making it taste like that? I feel like that's the worst thing when water tastes strange. It's like, oh, am I gonna die?
Is this when I go?
Is this how I die from weird water? Oh yeah, and water guns? Jeez. That's horrible. You're a real tried and true terrorist right there.
I mean, what else could you put in a water gun?
Milk, butt sauce.
I don't think your butt's supposed to have sauce.
Plus diarrhea. I mean, piss. Pasta water. Oh. I feel like that's the most benign.
Can you have a gun that shoots hot dogs? If serious, Gustin.
I think the hot dog would explode.
They come out all jiggly and stuff. Yeah. And you can shoot in shirts. They just get flung forward.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like a hot dog cannon, more like.
Yeah, a nice 20 to 40 feet.
Mm-hmm. Shoot it into crowds at baseball stadiums.
Yeah, random hot dog flying in your direction. You don't even know where it came from.
Yeah, aiming at kids. So hitting him in the face of the hot dog.
Imagine you're looking at a game and you see a minor red dot in the lower left quadrant.
I wonder what that is.
That's weird. Next second. Oh, it's way closer.
Yeah,
right
one
now.
Of the baseball players is throwing the ball. I gotta catch it. Oh, frick, it's a hot dog.
You look at it when it's like 4 feet away from your face and you think, oh, it's a hot dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going straight at my face right now.
Yeah.
Where the hell did that come from? But that's way too late already. You're getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
Smack. And then after you get hit in the face and you close your eye for a second, you look at where it came from and you see nothing.
Just have a hot dog now.
You just have a hot dog in your lap now. Deal with
that.
What
do I do? You throw it at someone else? I don't freaking want it. I don't want it near me either. I don't want it on the
floor. Continue the cycle of abuse.
Yeah, you probably could get like a hot potato hot dog. Hot dog going?
Just throw a hot dog.
Yeah.
Just throw a hot dog at someone and expect them to return the favor to somebody else.
Yeah. Because like, what else are you going to do? You're just going to keep it
there?
Pay
it forward. Pay it forward.
Yeah. Hot dog sniping would be too much fun. They should do that in Hitman. Sniping people with hot dogs.
Can I have a gun that does that in real life, though?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sniper if it shoots, like, slow dogs. Enough. Yeah, like, subsonic.
That's all I want. Like a sling. More like a hot dog slingshot. That would be better.
You'd have to get the hot dog sort of specially made to be as hard as possible.
But, I mean...
So they don't explode.
It just can't be sticky. It just cannot be sticky.
Yeah.
Because if it's sticky, it's going to fart. Mm-hmm. But if it's not sticky, it's going to slide out. And it's going to fly through the air like a beautiful dove.
Yeah.
And it's slung, not shot. And then it's not going to destroy itself.
Mm-hmm. Hot dog.
Obviously not cook it. Not in hot water.
What's it called? A freaking, slingshot.
Yeah, slingshot for hot dogs.
Roll it up into a ball, and then once it gets there, it's like unfurled and it's hot dog mode.
That would be beautiful.
Did you taste tap water when you were in Scandinavia? I must have, but I don't remember it being remarkable or anything like that.
Well, we do gotta wrap it up.
Yes. Having fun thing about terrorism.
Yeah, as always, that's what we do. We're paid to do that. Did you edit the last stream? Oh, yeah, the telecoms.
Oh, the D&D?
The one where we do the funny.
So,
we
the
funny.
D&D? Like the family names?
Yeah, family names, yes.
Yeah, I gotta edit that tomorrow.
Alright. Good God, y'all. Alright. See you, fellas.
See ya.